high, adventurous song, that with no middle flight intends to soar above the Aeonian mount, while it pursues things unattempted yet in prose or rhyme. And chiefly thou, O spirit, that dost prefer before all temples the upright heart and pure, instruct me, for thou knowest. Thou from the first wast present, and with mighty wings outspread, dove-like sat'st brooding on the vast abyss, and mad'st it pregnant. What in me is dark, illumine. What is low, raise and support, that to the height of this great argument I may assert the eternal providence and justify the ways of God to men. Say first, for heaven hides nothing from thy view, nor the deep tract of hell. Say first, what cause moved our grandparents in that happy state, favored of heaven so highly, to fall off from their Creator, and transgress his will for one restraint, lords of the world besides? Who first seduced them to that foul revolt? The infernal serpent. He it was, whose guile, stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind. What time his pride had cast him out from heaven, with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers. He trusted to have equaled the Most High, if he opposed, and with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of God, raised impious war in heaven, and battle-proud with vain attempt. Him, the almighty power, hurled headlong flaming from the ethereal sky, with hideous ruin and combustion down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in adamantine chains and penal fire, who durst defy the omnipotent to arms. 9 times the space that measures day and night to mortal men, he with his horrid crew lay vanquished, rolling in the fiery gulf, confounded though immortal. But his doom reserved him to more wrath. For now the thought both of lost happiness and lasting pain torments him. Round he throws his baleful eyes, that witnessed huge affliction and dismay, mixed with obdurate pride and steadfast hate. At once, as far as angels can, he views the dismal situation waste and wild, a dungeon horrible, on all sides round as one great furnace flamed, yet from those flames no light, but rather darkness visible, served only to discover sights of woe, regions of sorrow, doleful shades, where peace and rest can never dwell, hope never comes that comes to all, but torture without end still urges, and a fiery deluge fed with ever-burning sulphur unconsumed. Such place eternal justice had prepared for those rebellious. Here their prison ordained in utter darkness, and their portion set as far removed from God and light of heaven, as from the center thrice to the utmost pole. Oh, how unlike the place from whence they fell. There the companions of his fall, overwhelmed with floods and whirlwinds of tempestuous fire, he soon discerns, and weltering by his side, one next himself in power and next in crime, long after known in Palestine and named Beelzebub, to whom the archenemy, and thence in heaven called Satan, with bold words breaking the horrid silence, thus began. If thou beest he, but oh, how fallen, how changed from him, who in the happy realms of light, clothed with transcendent brightness, didst outshine myriads, though bright. If he, whom mutual league, united thoughts and counsels, equal hope and hazard,